All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Not too long ago, I was able to connect with Joe Sanek over at Practice at a Practice. He had interviewed me on a topic about marketing, building a private practice for introverts. And I wanted to touch base here on it. It was, I can't remember how long ago, whenever we did that interview. But it always just sat with me, you know, knowing that There's so many ways to market, and you know, often we get on Facebook or whatever social media platform you use, and you see people doing all sorts of shit, right? You see people on video, you know, really killing it, you know, doing amazing work. You see people writing these beautiful blogs, and you see people doing public speaking, and then maybe you think to yourself, and you go, you know, how do I show up in those spaces, or do I have to do that to be able to get to that next level? You know, if I'm at five figures now, do I got to do that? Do I have to do a YouTube channel to get to six figures? You know, do I need to be in front of all those people speaking? You know, is that what I need to do to get to that next place? And I know I want to get to that next place. I mean, I honestly do. But do I need to do that? And I think there's such a hurdle, you know, to look at, you know, building your practice, showing up, marketing, you know, branding, and everything that goes, you know, with that journey of private practice, and really just identifying how do we do that while remaining connected to who we are. And I want to dedicate this episode to anyone out there who is an introvert to some degree. And, you know, you really struggle with maybe showing up in spaces. I want us to kind of take a step back and really think about how we can build whatever it is you want to build, your amazing counseling practice, your amazing private practice, so that you can continue to serve others and live your best life and spend time with your friends and family and cultivate those relationships. You know, I think whenever you get to smile, yes, you listening, when you feel good, when you wake up and you're like, yes, today's going to be a good day. I love those days for you because I know that that's just building this energy within you and you're showing up for all those people in your life, including your clients, and you are there, you're present, you're effective. And then they're able to have these transformations that's like this beautiful domino effect. Because we know often the opposite is true, right? The opposite is true where when we are drained, when we're so tired and we're burnt out, then we know that term, right? Burnt out. I mean, there's books about it. During graduate school, they teach us, hey, don't look that way. That's that zombie burnout. We don't want to be that. We don't want to get there. Because that can lead to, you know, issues, not just in spaces when we show up with clients or patients, but also in our personal life. So today I want to dedicate this episode to introverts to be able to help you navigate showing up, navigate marketing and building your private practice. And the first place I want to go to is this author. Her name is Susan Cain. And something that she writes about really stuck out to me. It's where, you know, if you are an extrovert, you're able to go out, let's say, to one party, and you're going to the party, like a disco. You're like, disco, disco, disco. I don't even know they have discos anymore. But as I'm saying this, I'm like shaking my hips a little bit, like Shakira, shaking the hips. And an extrovert, they would go to that first disco, and then after it, you know, they're like, come on, that just energized me. I want to go to the next one. And then they'll go to the next one. And they're just building energy from it. Whereas an introvert, you know, be a little bit different. You know, they would go to the disco. And there's a little bit of hip shaking, right? They're having a good time. But then afterwards, it's like, I need to go home and recover. You know, for me, years back, my wife, she bought me a weighted blanket. I love my weighted blanket. I'll put that thing over me and I just feel like a turtle on a shell. I'm like, home. I feel good in there. And she's like, can I get in a little bit? I'm like, not with those cold fingers, girl. I'm just messing. Of course, I'll let her in. So if you get some time, check out Susan Cain. You know, she writes beautifully about understanding the differences between introvert and extrovert and how to show up in your life. You know, for today, I threw that example out there. So maybe that you're able to think about it and use it as we discuss marketing. Because whenever, you know, we're marketing, it's really us showing up in different spaces, so that we can lead people to some sort of decision, right? Conversion. such as, you know, if I am doing right now, right? I am doing this podcast. And yes, I love doing the podcast and I'm showing up, but it's also some sort of like marketing principle connected to it, right? I am sharing a lot of information from you and I'm hoping that there's some kind of conversion, such as you're taking the information in and then you're applying it in your life. And it's like, yes, we're making moves. Or, you know, you're like, I am applying it, but I'm a little bit stuck. I'm going to reach out to Juan and then we're going to make moves together. Or it could be somebody on Instagram and they're doing a video. And then the video at the end says, learn more, right? So there's a conversion there. So let's kind of go back. You know, I think beyond a doubt, the first place that we want to go to when it comes to, you know, being an introvert in marketing is think about what you love. What do you love to do? I don't know if you know this about me, but I watch a lot of Gilmore Girls. My wife got me into that. And they always write lists. You know, they write pros and cons lists. So when it comes to thinking about what you love to do, write a list. You know, really just document it down. Write the things you really like to do and the ones that you don't like to do. You know, I like to do a YouTube channel. I don't want to be speaking in front of people. I'm fine going behind the mic and doing a podcast. I'm fine doing a YouTube channel. No video. It could just be like a scenic, you know, scene of nature or some pretty birds. And then my voice is in the background. So I want you to write all of this down, you know, and you've got your pros, you've got your cons. The ones you do like, the ones you don't like. And they're all connected to what you love. And here is the big why. I think for us, whenever we are able to do things that we love, it makes the process a little bit more feasible. It makes it a little bit easier, less draining, you know, less challenging, if you will. And even if there are challenges, because we are doing what we love, we are present with those challenges. We are like, okay, this is part of it, you know, versus when we're doing things that we don't like, there's a challenge and we're like, why am I here? The other area I want us to go to when it comes to marketing, you know, as an introvert, is being able to kind of take a step back. I want you to just think about what you have been doing, you know, from today and your history. Think about all the ways that you've engaged in marketing, you know, social media, writing blogs, going and doing handshakes in the community. Maybe you've done panelists. Maybe you went to conferences. Think about all of those things. And then as you think about them, I want you to write down which ones, again, you liked, which ones were okay. Maybe rate them in some kind of way, like 0 means, you know, no, 10 means yes. You know, this one I really connected well with. And what we're doing here is we're almost like identifying our target audience or our target client, but we're more connecting to, you know, my target marketing strategy that connects to what I love and then also connects to something I've done in the past, if you have that experience, of course. I want to share with you now a couple of avenues that we could take when it comes to marketing as an introvert. And these avenues, I'm selecting them. There's lots of them, but I'm selecting these as well as strategies I want to share with you. I'm selecting these because they often connect a little bit more to introverts compared to extroverts. The first one I want to share with you is taking the approach of email marketing. So email marketing is where, if you're not familiar with it, just a quick run through. It's literally where you are having a pop-up, right? The pop-up says, hey, 5 ways to build your relationship. Somebody says, yes, I want those 5 ways now. Let's do it. They put their email in. They put maybe their first name in. And then from there, they get an email from you. And the email says, what's up, man? What's going on? Are you ready for those 5 ways? Let's do it. Something in there. So the email is what they're doing is they're building a relationship. And then now this person, because they signed up to your email list, that's what it's called, with that pop-up, and the pop-up's like in a website, just, you know, some little message there that says, sign up here or register here, join my email. Then they get an email from you. And as long as they stay in there, now they're subscribed to it. They're like a member of it, right? They're part of the community. And then over time, they get more emails. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to throw mine in there. Counselor Journey Private Practice, you know, go to the bio, whether if you are listening to the podcast, go to the website. There's going to be a big pop-up or you'll see it on the main page. If you get lost in any way, just reach out to me and I'll be able to support. But over time, you get emails, right? And the emails cultivate a relationship. If you're signing up to the emails that I have here with the Counselor's Journey, it's lots of videos that walk you through many different steps in building a private practice. There's going to be updates on when courses are released. There are updates on podcast episode when they release. That way you're always up to date. And then there are updates as far as maybe special things that I don't share with everyone, but I share specifically with those on my email list as far as how to level up your prior practice, how to navigate certain challenges, how to implement certain strategies that really take a practice from here to exactly where we want to get to. And then I do that because it's a special place where I get to connect with those individuals. So I will see you there, right? The next strategy that I want to share with you that has to do with email marketing. It's going to go back a little bit. Slow your roll, Juan. the other strategy when it has to do with being an introvert and marketing connects to being behind the scenes in spaces that may be very loud. So, for instance, a loud space for an introvert could be picking up their phone and then doing a live video on Instagram. So then my question would be, would it be a little bit easier or more comfortable to you if you did a live video, but you did it with somebody else, like you both were there? You know, would that be a little bit better, more comfortable than the first option? If it's still too much, okay. What about if you did a live video, but you weren't in the video, and then you were just videotaping something else? It could be like a scenic scene. Or if not that one, and there's still a lot of words here, because the reason I'm giving you so many words, so many options, is to really identify which one connects to you. You know, what if you did a picture of something? You took a picture of, let's say, a handwritten note that had like a motivational quote. And then on there, you did some audio in the background. And then you posted that as a story. So people are able to hear you and they're able to read what you have to say. And then what we're doing here is we're still showing up in some of those loud spaces, you know, social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so forth. But you're doing it in a way that connects to you. Another place that I want to go to when it comes to marketing, building your practice as an introvert, is knowing how these activities are going to be impacting your energy. You know, so for instance, whenever I get done with a podcast episode, sometimes I feel pretty drained, pretty tired. And I have to respect that. I have to acknowledge that. Because if I jump in and maybe I do another one and I'm not prepped for it or ready for it, it may not go well. Right? I can go, oh, I did not like that at all. So what I'm sharing here with you is connect to yourself, ground yourself. You know, think about your energy. Some ideas include having one day where you do your marketing work. So it could be like a Monday, and a Monday, just like a typical work day, maybe from 8 to 5 or 8 to 12, whatever sounds good. You go in there and then you work on all the marketing strategies. Or it could be that you sprinkle it throughout the week. Maybe an hour on Monday, an hour on Tuesday, an hour on Wednesday, all the way through. You know, again, really up to you. I give those two strategies because often for introverts, what happens is that if we do too much each day, like 2 to 3 or 4 hours of, you know, a meeting here, a speaking gig here, and then go behind the scenes or in front of the scenes and do a live video, it could really drain us. Whereas if it's, you know, a short 1 hour writing a blog, which is another great avenue for introverts because you're behind the scenes there, doing that, you know, once a week, or sitting down on that Monday and doing all of your work, getting it out the way so that the rest of the week, rest of the month, maybe even if you're able to do a lot of work on that Monday, you have that time away from the marketing. Again, you know, go back to what do you love to do? The last one I want to share with you has a lot to do with you. You know, I think it's important that whenever we are marketing and we're building our practice as introverts, we know when to step in and then we know when to take a step back. So I want you to think about maybe different marketing strategies that you could utilize. Let's say if you are, you know, using the email marketing. If you find yourself in a moment where you're, you know, typing those emails and you're getting too drained, it's important to take a step back. Because that step back, it does a lot. It helps with recovery. And that recovery is really important. The recovery gives you clarity. It gives you that slow down. So a lot of different individuals, you know, now really coining that term, slow down. Overall, just, you know, allowing the brain to breathe. I like to think about it as, you know, calm water where, you know, you just see it, you know, so perfectly as it sits there in its space. And for us, when we take a step back, it lets our mind do the same thing, just be you know, and be grounded and comfortable and at ease. Hopefully we're able to regain some energy. We're able to, of course, recover. And then when we go back in and do the work that we're doing, we're able to show up, you know, effectively. So I do hope that these strategies were supportive today. You know, again, the takeaway is that it's important for us when we build our business, when we're marketing specifically, that we're able to connect to that energy within us. The energy is as it go towards the introvert, the extrovert side. Today, we focus on marketing for introverts. I gave you a couple of strategies as well as a couple of tips as far as, you know, how to conserve your energy, how to strategize your week, and then what marketing tools to use, such as email marketing or the blogging or going behind the scenes, taking a picture, do the audio. There are so many more, but overall, what I wanted to do again is just have a starting place. So that whenever you are thinking about marketing, you know, we're not going in the approach of copying others. We're not going in the approach of just jumping out there and doing something random. We're taking a step back, connecting to you because you matter, because you've got your own style. And there are so many people out there that want to see your style. So sometimes it's okay to just kind of stop for a moment. You know, let's not get lost in that crowd, all those shiny things out there, people, you know, from a distance, looks like they're having fun. And we let them have fun. We say, yes, you have fun. And then we take a step back and we go, okay, how do I want to show up? What am I comfortable doing? What's my why? You know, what connects to me? What's on that list that I wrote down? You know, which one hits a 10? What do I love to do? And then you show up in those ways. If you get stuck, let me know. Hit me up. I'll love to connect with you, whether we get a cup of coffee, face-to-face, virtually. We're going to figure it out. That way you're able to continue to move forward in your journey of private practice. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.